Remarks of the President, Kent, Washington, 2 October 1952.
A great pleasure and my high honor to present to you this evening the President of the United States, the Honorable Harry S. Truman.
Thank you very much. It's easy to see that the Green River Valley is a great place to live. Maybe I'll come back here and settle when they throw me out of office. After the warm welcome people have given me all across the great state of Washington, I almost feel like moving out here. I think maybe I could run for governor and have some success if Mitchell wasn't running. I met your Democratic candidates, and I know all of them, most of them personally, for the House and the Senate and the governorship, and I'm sure they can do the job themselves and take care of the Republicans in November, and that's what I want done. I want the Republicans taken care of in the right way. You have some great people on the Democratic ticket. The gentleman who just introduced me, John O'Connell, Don Magnuson, Henry M. Jackson, I call him Scoop, Hugh Mitchell. I know you people here are concerned about preventing floods so you can get new industries here and do the kind of work that's done at the Boeing plant over at Renton. If you elect people like Hugh Mitchell, Scoop Jackson, Don Magnuson, John O'Connell to office, they'll help you look after these things and help you to expand as the Democrats always do. The Republicans always want to pull things together and quit. I'm proud to be campaigning for these candidates for office, and I hope I help them with this trip today. My only object in getting into this campaign is my sincere desire to serve the welfare of this great nation. Now, my friends, you are the government. The Constitution says that the power of government shall rest in the people. It is you that says who shall be president, who shall be vice president, who shall be governor, who shall be senator, who shall be congressman, and who shall fill the other offices that are vacant in this great state this election year. If you don't use your judgment and exercise your privilege and prerogative, you have nobody to blame but yourself if you don't have good government. If you do not do your duty as a voter, if you do not inform yourself on the situation as it exists, and you get bad government, you get just what you deserve. I've been in politics a long time, and the people who do the most quarreling about government are those who take the least interest in seeing that they get the right sort of government. In 1948, only 51% of the people exercised their right to vote. And I'll bet you the other 49 have been the ones that's doing all the kicking about the government. I'm going to spend the rest of my life, after I get out of this job of mine, trying to impress upon the young people of this country the fact that they have the greatest government in the history of the world, and that's just as true as it can be. They have the greatest country on which the sun has ever shone, and it is up to them to continue that government in the manner in which it has come down to us. We are the leader of the free nations of the world. Whether we like it or not, we are the most powerful free nation in the history of the world. There's never been one like it. And I hope every one of you young people who are here tonight will start in right now studying the governments that have existed before this time, and you won't find any single one of them that compares with our own. As the leaders of the world, we must accept the responsibility of leadership. We sometimes think that it'd be fine if we could build a fence around ourselves and not accept this responsibility. We tried to do that once back in 1920 and it didn't work. We can't do it now. These are critical times we're going through because the danger of communist aggression threatens us with another world war. It'll take all our wisdom, all our courage, all our patience, and a lot of hard work to avoid an all-out war. Now, to meet that responsibility, we must have a man for President of the United States who understands just exactly what that means. That man's Adlai Stevenson. He's had experience. He's been the governor of one of the greatest states in the Union. He's been a successful governor, and he's had experience in foreign policy. He's had experience in government in every phase, and I'm sure that he will carry on the policies which have made the country great in the last 20 years. We have on the other side the picture of a general who has been nominated by the Republicans to run for president. I'm very fond of this general. Just a minute, Tom. I want to tell you what I think about the general. I like him very much. I'm very fond of the general, but his whole life has been spent as a military man. He has a military mind, which is a very peculiar one, the military mind is. And I've had a great deal to do with the military mind ever since I went to Washington. I think I understand it pretty well. I ran a committee in the Senate and had some very, very strange experiences with a military mind. And that's no reflection on our generals. They're great men in their line. Most of our generals are fine men, but their training doesn't fit them for civil government. Moreover, the Republican candidate has fallen in with a pretty bad crowd. The reactionary old guard seems to have taken him into camp. From the advice he's been getting lately, I'm afraid he'll wreck our whole foreign policy and the peace of the world. And we don't want that to happen. We want to continue the prosperity of this great country of ours, and that prosperity must be continued, and we certainly don't want to get into a third world war by wrecking the economy of the United States here at home. I'm afraid of the Republicans. We've had experience with them. I don't want to have them in control of the government under the present circumstance. I think in your own interest, your interest, you as the government, must look at this thing carefully. You must vote for the welfare of your own state, your own self. You must also have in mind the welfare of this great nation, as I said a while ago, the greatest in the history of the world. And you must also have in mind an ability of this great nation of ours to keep the peace of the world. If you have all that in mind, there's only one thing you can do in November on the fourth day of that month. That is to vote the Democratic ticket and vote for every man on it, and then the country will be safe for another 4 years.